whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young.
And we are here to rant and rave.
From our beds inside our homes.
Different homes. So Jessica and I are using Zoom for the first time.
Uh-huh.
So, well, for the first time as our own hosts. I mean, I think both of us have been guests on Zoom things, mm-hmm. but now we're trying to use it so that we can continue to make shows for you guys.
And I will tell you the one thing that's really giving me solace right now is that I can actually see Dana's face.
I know. That's so nice.
I thought we would just be chatting, which would have been nice regardless, but I can pretend that I'm sitting next to her and Murphy and Ollie and Lucy and Cutter.
Oh, Cutter. Ollie is actually curled up in a ball on the bed next to me. He felt like it was important to get in here for recording.
I love it.
Wow, Jessica, I miss you so much.
I miss you.
I mean, listen, don't get us wrong. We chat on the regs via WhatsApp.
Yeah.
But because you're Android and I'm Mac and we do not correlate well. So we use WhatsApp. If that's a problem for you guys, WhatsApp is awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
You know what's funny is almost everybody in Mexico uses WhatsApp.
You know how I started using it? Like, again, you make a good point. For anybody who's trying to share things between iPhone users and any kind of Droid, we can get pictures back and forth, but they don't always come through. But a picture looks fine. WhatsApp, A, is instant. I don't know why. It's like within a half a second, you have it, I have it, whatever. Yeah. But it's also free internationally. So I started using it years ago to talk to family members in other countries.
Yep.
Because it's free as long as you were at home or whatever, or over Wi-Fi.
Yep.
You could talk to them for free.
That's good for you guys to know this during this time of coronavirus. Yes. We're all, you know, obviously doing social distancing, but that doesn't mean we have to be isolated. You can still be connected.
Exactly. If you send a video to someone between iPhone and Droid, it is compromised and pixelated and tiny. And if you send it on WhatsApp, it looks exactly as it does to you on your own phone to whoever you're sending it to.
Exactly. So. And like part of my family is Android. Part of my family is Mac. So we have a group family chat. And sometimes, this happened the other day, sometimes when they send texts, they don't get to me for hours and they come out of order.
Yeah.
And so I have no idea what they're talking about. My family just sounds crazy to me.
Exactly. I had that happen too on a group text, friends, and half of the text came in the next day. So
Yes, exactly. It's so crazy. And then I'm like, what are you guys talking about? They're like, we haven't talked about that for hours. What's wrong with you? Sometimes my dad will text my sisters and be like, I don't understand what Dana's trying to say.
Oh, Gary Jean.
Anyway, it's so great to see your face.
You too.
So Dana,
how was your week?
Oh my God. I can tell you exactly. Weird. How was yours?
You know what? It was really, really weird. And I mean, I'm sure for everyone, look, the last time we were together and recording, we were not joking about this. We already knew like, this is not great. I had already done
some shopping and preparing. Yeah. But we weren't aware that this was going to be our life, right?
Correct.
Now. Yeah. I have what I've tried to do, and I need no applause because it should have been done many, many moons ago. But I have been going methodically through my house, cleaning out every drawer. My bedroom is the nicest it's been since I had a child. I've cleaned out I'm going through closets. You know, the bad thing is I have a lot of things to donate. And of course, nobody's taking donations right now. So I'm just storing it for the time that it's safe again.
Totally.
I've done a lot of Zooming, reconnected with college friends, you know, things like that. I've done a couple of interviews. I was on a show back home live the other night, did an interview, and also did a little character, which was fun because obviously you and I can't perform out in public right now.
Right.
And so I was able to do like a bit, you know, me and Bacon Bits with my friend Jeff Houghton on the Mystery Hour.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. So if you follow
my social media. Air?
Yeah, it's actually on YouTube. I can share the link with you guys.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I did a little character in the beginning and we joked around. I played a mom who is quarantined with her children and is trying to pretend everything's okay. And then I did a regular interview too. And I also did, I would love to give a shout out. And I've talked to him about maybe being our first guest. I'll discuss it with you, Jessica. Mm-hmm. But I met a young man named Nick the Brave.
Yes.
He has, well, that's the name of his podcast, Nick the Brave, Chemo, Kitties, and Canines. So he has a brain tumor. He's actually getting an MRI today. I'm hoping then that goes very well. Yeah. He's 12 years old and he is just the coolest kid I've ever met. Randomly, we met on Instagram.
Love it.
His mom made a comment on a post. I was like, this is someone. It was a post I had put about please stay home.
Yes.
So I posted a picture of Baker, our friend Baker, and a girlfriend of mine, her son, and said, it's not just the elderly. Please stay home for these babies. So Nick's mom had commented on it. She just said, thank you with hands and a heart. And I was like, this person has a loved one that needs to be safe. So I went to their page. They were just starting their podcast. And I was like, I can't wait to listen. We started chatting and I got to be a guest on his podcast.
I love it.
The thing that blows my mind, Jessica, is this little boy, you know, there are days he doesn't feel good. He can't get out of bed. He's sicky. And yet constantly on his mind is how he can help others. And I think we see that over and over and over again.
Yeah.
People who have struggles worse than I could even imagine are always looking for ways to help other people.
I know.
And it's incredible.
It really is.
That was kind of my week in a nutshell, cleaning and talking. That sounds pretty much like me, minus the cleaning part.
Oh my God.
But hilarious. I have been worried about you. I know that our opening is running long. I'm sorry, guys, but I've been worried about you because you're trying to help take care of Alan and keep everything going for you guys.
Yeah, it's been a challenge, but it's all going to be okay. I'm still like super amped. I think that's maybe just par for the course with me.
Yeah.
But Alan is doing better. He still can't walk. We have a few weeks to go on that.
So he had, just for those who maybe have missed previous episodes or whatever, or just coming in, Alan had ankle surgery. Like
before COVID exploded. Uh-huh.
Right before the poop hit the fan. Yeah.
So I'm trying not to freak because I already kind of felt a pit in my stomach when we went back to the hospital and I wasn't allowed in already. It was real crazy when I had to take him back for a follow-up and there was a problem with the new cast they fitted him for. So anyways, nutshell version, I'm like, what happens if we can't come back? They said, yeah, that's probably how it is going to be. So we're going to have a virtual visit. I'm going to have my phone and show the doctor what his foot looks like and we're going to try to get him walking at home.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But on a positive note, he's been extremely compliant. I'm not kidding. What a good sport. Oh my God. I just wish I had a wheelchair for real so I could like push him down the street to give him fresh air. Aww. I put him in the car yesterday like a dog and put the windows down and just took him for a ride. We drove to Burke, got some donuts and came home.
Good for you. He doesn't even have hair though to like put out the window.
I know. I know. Oh, I will tell. Okay, again, also on the good tip. So it was his birthday last week. Many people are having birthdays. Some sweet old man I saw on Tank's Good News turned 101 and had to celebrate by himself. amazing, right?
Yeah.
So because that one's laid up and because of the quarantine, I wanted to give him a very special birthday dinner because, hello, we've been home for the last few weeks. I didn't even have a gift or a card for him.
Yeah.
Well, I got a couple of cheesy cards at CVS, okay? One involves chili and farting. Dana, I know you approve.
No.
Yeah, it is disgusting. Alan even said, I don't even understand. This is so far from the kind of card you would normally buy. I said, well, my fancy stores are closed, okay? But I drove to another part of town to pick up dinner for him. It was one of the best meals we've ever had. And it was so magical. And it really kind of warmed my heart to see this restaurant called Hippo. It's like one of the best restaurants in LA right now. And they had cleared out their dining room and it was just employees packing meals and the kitchen, you know, the fire was raging in the kitchen. So not only was the food insane, but Dana, they had a cocktail pack to go. And let me tell you something. They weren't good. They were outstanding. And each one came with a little printed recipe card. Like one was called Mariachi on the Beach. And you poured the little vial of alcohol in there and then like topped it off with Topo Chico mineral water. Or another one you topped off with Blood Orange San Pellegrino. Each one came in a little bag. It was so cute.
That's adorable.
It was so incredible. Yeah. He said, he's like, you know what? This was all so good. It really turned my birthday around. So if you guys are in an area that has, I mean, there's got to be some restaurants in your area that are doing takeout. We're all trying to save money. We're all cooking at home. We're all trying not to leave. But for my sanity, I needed to get out of the house.
Yeah.
But within reason, okay, yep. I'm just leaving to walk and to get essentials. That's it.
Yes.
So driving, take a drive to Highland Park, get out, pick up the food, and get back in was just a nice way to break up the monotony.
Absolutely.
And to support a local business.
A local
because
business.
Everybody, I'm sure, that's listening right now has one, if not 50 people they know that work in some sort of service industry.
Yes.
Restaurants. Anything. So those that are still open, I'm not even going to go there. Several of my favorites have closed like permanently. I'm very upset.
Yeah.
Let's support once in a while if we can.
Yeah.
Special occasion.
Yeah. I posted on my social media earlier this week, a medical professional made a video. It's not entertaining. It's not supposed to be, but it's got a lot of great information about how to shop during this time as far as safety-wise, wiping off your groceries, your produce, all that stuff. And then also how to be safe about eating out to support local businesses. So I haven't made that choice yet because I have a kid and I'm a worrywart. I'm a Virgo. Yeah. So we are still eating at home. But I so appreciate all of the people who are supporting local business. And I feel like I'll get there.
No, of course.
But it's great. You know, I have a cousin that works out here at Sugarfish. And I know people have been ordering from there. And I'm so grateful because that's keeping him alive. You know,
I know someone who's been ordering from them weekly. I mean, if I could, I would. Okay.
Yeah, right. Thank them for me because I have family that's working there.
I saw a picture that my friend put up and I'm like, where did you get that heavenly sushi bento box? What is going on? He's like, Sugarfish.
Yeah, it's pretty fancy,
I will tell you another thing. If you're looking to do just a little something for someone for a birthday, like my friend is quarantined alone. His parents live in New York. They had a meal from John and Vinny's, which is insane, in LA, delivered to him last night.
Aww.
That totally made his day. He sent me a picture. He's like, look what my parents just sent.
Yeah.
I mean, a piece of cake and a pizza and a salad. It was so cute.
That kind of stuff right now is so emotionally meaningful.
Yes.
You know, it's like I've actually started writing snail mail letters to people and I'm going to send them out because I think that's going to feel good to get a surprise from someone thinking about you.
I agree.
Oh, something I've been doing. So we have spoken on the show, two episodes ago about my very good friend, Krista Marie, who just lost her niece.
Yes.
So this all happened. Literally, the funeral was like 3 days before the world shut down. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Now she was stuck out in Boston, none of her belongings, not her car, not her cats, nothing. So now she's back here, but she's like, you know, kind of self-quarantined or whatever right. from everybody. And also we've made a pact with our nanny that we're not allowing guests and stuff, you know. Totally. So she has come over. She has a convertible Volkswagen. So
that
she
thought was a Rolls Royce.
That you thought was a Rolls Royce. She was like, what? She's so busted. She's like, what is she talking about? But she sits in her convertible, puts the top down, has a mask and gloves, and I sit in a beach chair on my lawn.
Yes.
She's in my driveway. So yesterday she came over because she's alone. She has no one and she can't even have her pets in the hotel.
Oh my God.
She can't get a job because there's no jobs right now. She's actually right. going to look into Trader Joe's because she just moved. She can't get a job, which means she can't get an apartment.
Right.
So it's like the perfect storm. So yesterday yep. she came over. She's come over a couple of times, but yesterday I was like, hey, I'm still cleaning mode. Can I like bring some bins out? So I set out a sheet on the front yard.
Oh, I love you for doing that.
Beach chair. It must have looked like a crazy Corona like yard sale for one. But we were able to just like chat and make each other feel better and connect.
Yeah.
At a distance.
I totally agree.
And also you brought up Tank from Tank's Good News, which we speak about quite a bit because we just love him. Mm-hmm. He has been helping people pay bills.
Oh my God.
So like people send him messages and videos and he's like, I'm going through trying to help as many people as I can. You know, people whose landlords are not being kind. And I mean, he's amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. The
world. All I've been doing is giving people food.
That's
I decided to like, well, I was trying to like pay it forward because of a few things that were brought our way. But another amazing surprise was I got a knock at the door and it was the first time somebody knocked on our door since quarantine happened. And I literally turned into Eddie Murphy when he was Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood or whatever. I'm like, who is it? The poor guy was like shaking. He goes, a delivery from Big Sugar? I'm like, who's it from? He's like, Scarlett?
Aww. So
my friend Scarlett had Big Sugar deliver cupcakes for Alan's birthday.
Oh my God.
Because I think she heard how much of a tizzy I was in. I was having a little bit of a breakdown the day before his birthday for a number of reasons. So they delivered cupcakes with a roll of toilet paper that they drew a little heart on with a Sharpie.
Shut up.
Gotta appreciate that toilet paper now.
Oh, no.
And so then the next day was a different friend's birthday, and they are home with a newborn baby. So I did a backdoor pickup from Big Sugar, and they've known me for years, and they recognized my voice, and they said, we threw in some extra goodies for you, which they did, which was so amazing and so not necessary.
Why do you think they recognized your voice?
Oh, I don't know. Probably because it sounds so common.
I love that the cupcake place knows you so well.
I know.
They're like, we got to give her some extra treats.
They're like, we really appreciate the support. And but for real, it's like I was going to make him some cookies because I found a peanut butter Betty Crocker mix at my little mini market. That's fine. But I was like, I almost cried that she sent that. It's totally not necessary. But if you want to just brighten up someone's day and you have the means to do it, you can have a little something, something delivered to them.
Absolutely. A lot of smaller businesses trying to keep going are offering yes. those options. So look in your area if that's something you want or are capable of doing for sure.
Yeah. And a lot of them are doing free delivery.
Yes. But I also want to say, don't forget to tip the people who are delivering things to
yes.
you because they're at risk. They're taking a risk. So we had, this brings me to something I wanted to mention. Mm-hmm. Instacart, I don't know if anybody's familiar with that, but it's an app you can get on your phone. I believe they have Android and Mac version. Mm-hmm. We used it to get groceries and my in-laws are now using it and I'm hoping my family's going to get on board. I think, you know, my sister has somebody that actually works for Instacart. Huh. So basically it's a service where someone goes and does your shopping for you. You make a list and then they, wearing gloves and everything, go do your shopping and they deliver it to your front door and drop it off. And then through the app like Uber or Lyft or something, you can tip them. So that's what we did because we're so appreciative. Yeah. So if you are at risk in any way and need to totally. Get replenishments, look into that Instacart. I'm sure there's other for ones, sure. You know, Ralph's, Target, all these places, they do have shop and pickup, but right now they're so overwhelmed. They're not even offering it. They're like 3 days out.
Oh.
So with Instacart, I will say this, if you try it and it says, oh, you can't get your groceries for 5 days, just say, okay. And you know, who knows, maybe it will take 5 days. But for us, we were told April 1st and we got our groceries 2 days ago. So
great.
They're doing the best they can to get everybody what they need as quickly as possible.
And that gave us all the gift of the video of you cleaning your groceries.
Me cleaning my groceries.
Really made my day.
My neighbors definitely got a real yacht rock dance extravaganza while I cleaned my groceries on the front porch.
That's amazing.
We're just doing everything we can to be extra careful.
Yeah, we are.
I hope everybody is. You know, we've got some little ones that we love around here. Baker.
Yep.
You know, we're doing
Ellen from Member Born to Pose, the nail polish.
The nail polish. These little ones are at high risk.
Yes.
For all of this. So I'm sure I'll repeat it at the end of the show, but Jessica and I are staying at home.
Yep.
Stay at home if you can. If you are in the industry of essential services, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you to our medical people. Thank you to people who are keeping communities running. Legit, like no.
Janitors, grocery store workers, pharmacists.
Joke. This is not a joke whatsoever. Literally, you guys are our heroes. You're heroes. You are keeping the world running in the midst of chaos. And that is absolutely a hero. We don't need soldiers right now. Those people are our soldiers. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's weird times.
I know.
It's just, I can't believe we're even talking about this.
I feel guilty to even rant about it. I mean, I have a lot of things I can rant about, but I'm going to keep it to what we have today and not go into any COVID rants.
Yes.
From other people's behavior I've noticed in public.
There are two camps in the world today. Those who are doing what they can and then those who are monsters. So... Uh-huh.
Exactly.
I don't want to be a monster.
I don't either.
So we're going to try and have a little fun. We've got some rants. We've got some corners. We've got some good news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, podcasting is a really, really, you guys know I'm obsessed with podcasts anyway.
But
now I think people really, really need them because
how
much Netflix can we all watch, you know?
No, not anymore. I binged 2 seasons of Ozarks in a week.
My God. And it's so depressing.
I know. Trust me, I have bags under my eyes just from the 3 I watched last night. Now I'm ready to start the new season.
Well, with that being said, guys, people need a little bit of levity, a little bit of goodness. So if you have any friends that are feeling bad, please recommend us, not just for us, but because we want to help people feel better and get through this. We're all in this together. Mm-hmm. So please, you know, whatever, rate, review, subscribe, but mostly share us with your friends and let's all try to pretend like we're together and have a nice time.
Absolutely. Special things you want to hear, as always, please
reach out.
Us.
Yep, we'll do whatever we can. And who knows, you know, maybe one day we'll try and do a live show streaming.
Yeah.
So feel like you're with us because we can do that on Instagram, even if it's just short. So we'll try some new things. Send us suggestion, guys. What do you want to hear about? What do you want us to do? We're going to try our best to have fun.
Totally.
So should we go ahead and get into our rants?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. You're up first, Jess.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry. Not going to do much editing, so that's going to sound horrible.
Who cares? You know what, you guys? This is COVID recording.
That's
we're just
right.
Taking it with a grain of salt.
I love that I was like, hey, you guys, get in contact with us, but gave no information as to how. So you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. You can find us at our website, therantsandravespodcast.com. There's a contact us button. You can find us on Twitter at raves_the.
Yes.
so weird. And then you can also just straight up email us, therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. So again, send us what you want to see. Send us what you want to hear about. Just say, hey, I'm making it. And we'll give you a big old thumbs up and a smile, whatever you want.
Totally.
All right, Jessica. Sorry I interrupted you.
Not at all. Okay. I think both of our rants come from listeners today.
Yeah.
In fact, I know they do. So this is a rant. When I call someone to ask a question and they don't answer, I'll text them 5 seconds later and they respond with a text.
Oh.
I know your schedule. I know you can pick up the phone and talk for 20 seconds.
Yep.
If you're busy, guess what? This whole text exchange took longer than a simple call. Also, how do you not know the call is an emergency? Do I now have to text to pique your interest in my dilemma? We are becoming more and more separated by technology, not more connected. This is hilarious. This is a pre-COVID
rant. It's pre-COVID, right?
The technology and culture we have adopted that caters to our every whim gives us the perception that we are the center of attention 24/7. Someone is reaching out for a reason. Find out why. Maybe you have a compliment or acknowledgement coming your way instead of someone needing your time. We have busy lives. We have commitments. I'll be committed to not pretending that I am too important not to pick up your call.
Yeah. Isn't that so weird how much our lives have changed? Because that rant pre-COVID, absolutely right.
Uh-huh.
Now that we're in COVID-19, you know, coronavirus is such having an impact on the world. Technologies are saving grace.
I know.
It's the only way we can get in contact now. That being said, if somebody calls you and you don't answer, but you immediately text and it's not to say, I'm so sorry I didn't answer, I'll call you back in 1 second.
Yep.
Then you're a douchebag.
Exactly.
Because it's basically the message that you're sending is, I don't want to talk to you, but if I'm on the toilet, I'll text real quick. Right?
Exactly.
Because
sometimes for real, yeah, and I understand sometimes people can't and sometimes it takes a while to get back to something. Yes, that's possible. Yesterday, I was helping Alan with some stuff and my phone is so loud when it's on vibrate that I had it on silent. Well, my friend had driven over to drop something off to me and had called me 10 times.
Oh, no.
Standing outside of our door. And then I hear somebody saying, Jessica, Jessica, Jessica. I'm like, what the F is happening? Who is this? Am I hallucinating? I knew the voice was not coming from the house, okay?
That's why you're starting to go, who is it?
It was cuckoo, and I felt so bad. And also, that sounds like the biggest baloney excuse. She knows my car. She knows damn well that I'm staying home during this.
Oh, no.
So I'm sure she was as livid as I know I would have been if I kept calling and calling and calling. Like if I pulled up to your house, not to be a stalker, if I pulled up and I saw your and Dan Tipton's cars there, yeah. I know it's quarantine and you're not answering, I would lose my mind.
Right.
You could be taking a nap. You could be taking a bath. You could be taking a nap. You could be playing with your kid. There's a million things going on. But I have to concede? Is that the right word? I have to really say I feel this listener because sometimes I do call instead of text because, A, I want to talk to you, but it will take 2 seconds just to say yes or no. Instead of me typing out a novel to ask you a yes or no question and explain the situation.
Yeah.
My boss did that last night and I welcomed it. I text her kind of late and I apologized for it. She immediately called me and she said, I'm so sorry I'm calling. I said, I welcome it. Call me anytime.
Yeah.
It's faster. We can just bing, bam, boom, get it out and great. Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow, you know?
Well, and I think right now people really need that because it's more of a connection. I mean, that's why Zoom, you know, and also kudos to Zoom as well because they're waiving time limits and really allowing people to use this as a way to connect, not just for business and important things, but socially.
Totally.
So thank you, Zoom, for that.
Also, is Zoom becoming like the Facebook of video technology? Because I feel like Skype, Friendster, then WhatsApp became MySpace, and now Zoom is Facebook. Like, it's weird, right?
It is. It's just so easy. I mean, I had a Zoom call with like 15 people I went to college with. You know, because you can do multiple. So like they're setting up a thing where people can join a Zoom meeting every Tuesday night And there's like 50 to 75 people in the group. So anybody can join. That's the thing about Zoom. You can, if you have a certain subscription or you have a business where you need, you can get hundreds of people on a Zoom call.
Kind of amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. And it seems to be fairly user-friendly, although Dana did have some issues in the beginning.
So did I. We're both trying to figure it out.
I've only ever been a guest, and now I'm a host. Same. Okay, I get what this listener is saying for sure. Right now, times are different, so we have to take that into consideration. But be mindful that if, especially right now, if somebody's reaching out, they need it for some reason.
Absolutely.
Even if it's just social, like they're reaching out because they need it.
Okay.
So let's keep that in mind. All right, I have a rant too, also from a listener. It's a bit of a long one, but it's really great. It also includes a rave at the end. And I'm going to go ahead and read that part too, just because it's part of the story. And also, we can use as much goodness in the world right now. We need to hear about it as much as we can. And also, it makes this story pretty epic. Okay, here we go. Hey, ladies. Sorry, it's been a hot minute since I've written last. Well, now I'm going to make up for it because I have both a rant and a rave. First, my rant, Greyhound buses. And let's face it, Greyhound is a company, period. Then she put like that red emoticon with the cursy mouth. Back in December, I decided to go watch my son's Army graduation. Oh, thank you to your son for serving.
Exactly.
With my oldest daughter, thinking it would be a fun experience. All 40 hours one way.
No.
Shut up. Man, am I dumb as shit. It was so hot and stuffy. I'm pretty sure most people thought deodorant was a phase that they've grown out of. Oh my God, Jessica, this is one of the worst parts. Okay.
No, I can already smell it from here.
Some people had sex in the bathroom, which was obvious. Which was obvious by the used condom on the toilet and wrapper on the floor.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you heard me right. A major crackhead sat behind us and was offering my daughter some jelly beans.
Oh, God.
She puts her face in between us and says, oh, I like jelly beans. Excuse me, bitch. But being the way too nice person that I am, I gave her some.
Oh my God, no.
One of our buses, I'm pretty sure, was a Cheech and Chong bus. Then she liked her own joke. Okay, I like that one. Winky face. This is my people. I laugh at my own jokes all the time. Most of the trip, we had a Bible thumper telling the whole bus that we were going to hell. Okay, you know what? Bible thumper on the Greyhound bus. Not the time. We're all afraid we're going to die right now.
Okay.
I was pretty sure he was going to kill us. There we go. And the absolute worst part.
Oh, my God.
There's a million more things, but this is already 8 hours long. So the absolute worst part is one of our half-hour stops in Indianapolis, a super shithole, she said, ended up being 8 fucking hours long. Because the driver didn't feel like working that day. So they had an 8-hour layover in Indianapolis. And they wouldn't let us get our stuff off until after hour 4 or 5 because I informed them that I'm diabetic and I needed my medication.
Oh, God.
They did let me on to get them. I snuck out all my shit then. And after all of that time with everyone coughing and sneezing a lot, I'm pretty sure we all caught the plague, which is why I've been MIA. Okay, now to my rave, which is a little kind of brag about me. In that bus stop from hell, I saved a man's life. He was going into diabetic shock and literally no one else knew what to do. So I ran over, gave him those jelly beans, bringing it back around.
Right.
Then gave him my only unopened water and the muffin I had bought for later. I sat with him the whole time, spoke soothingly to him because he was so scared and was crying and shaking both from fear and shock. Aww. I held the stranger's hand and talked him through it and let him know I wasn't going anywhere and spoke to his wife for him. I don't want to sound like a douche trying to toot my own horn. This is just leading up to the good part. When he finally felt better, he gave me the biggest hug and started crying again and told me no one in his life had ever been that kind to him.
Oh my God.
I told him, see, there really are still a few of us out there that choose to be kind and help others. Sorry, this was a novel, but I wanted to share. I love that you shared that. Thank you.
I love it so much. And I'm pretty sure I wrote this to her, but I'm going to tell all of our listeners immediately when I read that part of her message, I thought about you when on the day of our live show, witnessed an accident and stayed out of the goodness of your own heart as a good Samaritan to help a complete stranger. And it's sad that we have to get excited by stories like this, but it doesn't always happen. There are great people out there. We just sadly don't always hear about it because there's a lot of things that aren't like that.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you so much. And that man will never forget what you did for him. And usually when someone experiences a kindness like that, they do it in return. It's a chain, a domino effect.
Yes.
You know, so thank you for that. And yeah, maybe don't take a 40-hour trip on Greyhound anymore if you can possibly help it.
That is downright horrific.
Yes.
I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
No.
And excuse me, there is nothing, I'm going to go so far as say nothing worse than smelling BO, okay?
In a tiny, stuffy, hot capsule driving down the road.
I cannot, and I also would never ask a stranger if I could have what, like, look, I love Little Debbie's Nutty Buddies. I'm not going to ask a stranger if I can have one of their sticks just because I see them open one up on a bus.
No.
Right?
No.
So gross.
I hope that this listener made it to where they were going, and it was, I'm sure, well worth the trip. But yikes.
Yes.
Okay, should we do a cleansing breath? I feel like the world needs a cleansing breath.
Ooh, a cleansing breath from 6 feet apart, okay.
Yes, yes. Maybe put your breath into your elbow if you want. I don't know. But let's just take a deep breath in and take a moment to feel a little bit of peace and a little bit of connection, and we're going to fill up with some goodness, okay, guys? Let's take a deep breath in. My nose is stuffy.
Me too.
And
good night.
I know. I also just saw myself do that for the first time because we're on camera together. Crazy person.
Yes.
Why did I put my hands up in the air like I was praising Jesus?
I love it.
Old habits die hard.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, so we're heading into Corners. And the one thing about Corners really this week is that Jessica and I both brought some fun Corners, but two of them, because I brought an extra that I'm going to surprise Jessica with.
Yes.
But Jessica and I both have celebrity Corners. Hollywood. Jessica, you're up first.
Okay, you guys. So I had two real life in-person celeb corners happen simultaneously at the Village Market right by where I live in Studio City, okay? Uh-huh. I don't think you understand how funny and weird this was. So I'm in there. There's nobody else in the store, but there's a woman who's carrying her weight in coconut water and Perrier. Asking if they have all these other things that, have it. Say what?
Yuck and yuck and yuck, yuck.
I thought you would like coconut water. I hate coconuts, so I've never tried coconut water. But you don't like Perrier? You don't like sparkling water?
No, yuck, bitter.
Really?
Bitter? Yes.
I'm going to have a taste test of sparkling waters for you when we can be in each other's presence.
Oh, I can't wait for several glasses of yuckiness.
Mm-hmm. I'll even bring you the flavored sparkling waters, like the berry one from Trader Joe's.
Okay, well, do your best.
So this woman is looking like a hot mess with a big old Louis Vuitton bag draped over her arm and grabbing the coconut waters and Perriers. And I knew the voice, and she turned around, and it was none other than Stace Dash. Remember Alicia Silverstone, who played Cher in Clueless? It was her best friend. She's drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
She has like green eyes. He turned into a crazy person the last couple of years. Uh-huh, okay. Uh-huh,
very.
So that's another story entirely.
Yeah.
So I'm not as excited about her. With her, I just giggled and I was kind of like, oh my God, because Clueless admittedly still is like one of my favorite
movies. So good. So good.
But I hear another voice that I recognize, but I can't place. And I keep hearing this very nice older gentleman saying, excuse me, where did you say the coffee is? And after the third attempt and nobody paying him any mind, I said, sir, the coffee's right down here at the end of this aisle. Oh my God, it's Ed Begley Jr.
Oh my gosh.
And I've always been a fan of his, and he lives in my neighborhood, and I always see him on his bike. He rides his bike everywhere.
Everywhere.
God love him.
Yep.
With a helmet, because he's safe, too.
Safe, yeah.
Big props to you, Ed Beggs. He was so cute, and he goes, well, how lovely. Thank you so much. I said, it is my pleasure. So, of course, I wanted to tell him I loved him, but I didn't. And then I wanted to tell him that the only song I know how to play five bars of is Saint Elsewhere, and that's a show he used to be on, but I didn't. Uh-huh. So I waited until we were at the checkout, and he said, you know, he was so lovely to the two people at the register, and he goes, you know, I got to tell you, you guys have everything we need. I am just so pleased. I got eggs. I got this. I got, and I even got the water I needed for my CPAP machine. Well,
aww.
I noticed that he didn't get the water he needed. And I said, sir, by the way, I don't call anyone sir, but okay. I just felt like I had to for Mr. Begley Jr., that is. I said, sir, I'm so sorry, but that is not distilled water you're buying. That's purified water. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Well, thank you so much. How kind of you. I don't want this after all. And then he started apologizing that he had touched the bottle. They were so sweet. They're like, it's fine. But I told him, I said, I've been coming here daily trying to find it because it's right by my place too. And I need it for my humidifier. Nobody has it. And then I told him about a tiny little private pharmacy I've started going to just down the road. And he was extremely appreciative and thanked me profusely. And we had a lovely exchange. So
Jessica,
that was my
corner. You saved his CPAP machine.
Well, I didn't have the heart to let that poor man go take some dang Kirkland purified water that came out of a tap and put it into his machine that needed something. I wasn't trying to be nosy, but of course I was hanging on his every word and staring at him without trying to look obvious.
I have an Ed Begley Jr.
You do?
Story. Uh-huh. Do you want it?
Yes.
So one day I was at an audition, and it was, I think it was like real early pilot season last year. And so the rooms were not packed yet. It was still kind of like pre whatever, right? So I'm sitting in there in this weird office that's like huge in an office building, and there's no one around. And I'm like, am I going to get murdered? Like there was no reception, no nothing. So all of a sudden a man walks in and signs in, or no, he comes out of the room and he goes, oh, hi there. And he had been in the restroom. And I go, oh, hi. He was genuinely the nicest person I've ever met. Like
it's beyond.
He asked me all about myself, but not like in an interrogating way. Mm-hmm. He went in and did his audition, and he came out, grabbed his bike helmet.
I'm telling you.
Yes. And said, oh my gosh, they are so lovely in there. You go in there and get that job.
Oh, now I love him even more.
He is genuinely just the coolest. And he's so, so aware of like healing our environment. Of course, we all know him for that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's got solar panels on his house, all the things. So, anyway, he is incredible. I love him.
Very excited. Totally. Yeah. He's back on this current season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
The finale just aired for. Also, my favorite thing of him ever is in Best in Show when he's describing the kind of people that have stayed at their hotel over the years. And he talks about a rock band that came through and he said they roasted a goat. Try getting the smell of cumin out of curtains. I love him.
You know what's so funny is he was on St. Elsewhere, which a lot of our listeners will not remember.
Yes.
That was, we were real young even, I think. But that was a pretty serious show.
And yes.
In his later days of his career, he is phenomenal at comedy.
I know, right?
It's so cool.
It is cool. He's awesome.
So you saw one crazy and one awesome.
That's exactly right. At the same time, it was just like too much to handle.
Yeah. Oh my God, Jessica, you know how we're recording in my bed?
Yes.
I just got my hair stuck in something.
Oh my God, on the wire wrap. Ow. Of your headboard.
Oh, it's my Bose speaker when I watch movies at night.
Oh.
God, this is an audible peek into my life. Ow! It's yanking my hair out. Oh no, I dropped it.
By the way, I wish people could see you because you look like Bette Midler when she's held hostage in the comedy from the 80s, Ruthless People.
Well, that's nice. Henry said I looked crazy. So
I love it.
I thought he was going to tell me I looked beautiful because did I tell you this? He said,
no.
Mom, you look so, and I was like waiting for it. And he goes, crazy. I go, oh, okay, thanks.
I love it. Quarantine okay. Hair, don't care.
Well, I don't remember the last time I washed it. I told Dan Tipton that dirty hair is good for ponytails.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And teasing.
Oh, yes. Get that tease on. Get some Texas high hair. Okay, so I want to do my celebrity corner is actually about someone that we both know. His name is Eric Stone Street.
So, aww.
Eric Stone Street is a friend of mine. I played his sister, Pam Tucker, on Modern Family. And I just want to, yes. I'm going to read an article. This is from the KMBC News out of Kansas. And they showed his tweet. You know, if you follow him on Twitter, you can see it. But I'm just going to read this article, which was from Kansas City, Missouri, by the KMBC News staff. I'm trying to find a name so I can give credit, but I don't see one. Anyway, here we go.
Is it David Moyer?
No, I will not. First, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and Patrick Mahomes showed up for Harvesters and Operation Breakthrough. Now, Kansas City, Kansas native and Modern Family star Eric Stone Street is adding his own donation. Stone Street announced Wednesday that he was donating 200,000 meals to Harvesters.
Amazing.
Quote, I love our hometown and I want to help do what we can, Stone Street said in a Twitter post. I'm only posting this to maybe motivate you to do what you can, when you can, if you can, to help vulnerable families in our community during this time. Right now, Harvesters is considered an essential service, and they are working to get as much food to people as they can through mobile distributions, which means they put the food directly into cars. They are buying all the food they can right now to meet that need. Normally, they rely heavily on donated food, but they need the community's support to make sure that they have resources to help families and children in need. Harvesters is a regional food bank that serves the 26-county area of northwestern Missouri and northeastern Kansas. Its website you can visit for more information on how you can donate. So that website, let me give it to you guys, is harvesters.org. Give food, give hope. Harvesters.org. So this is a local community organization, not-for-profit, that Eric Stone Street donated 200,000 meals to during this time.
That's
so
unbelievable.
So amazing. You know, people are really pulling out all the stops.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So obviously, I love Eric to death. He's got a heart of gold. He's got a tough exterior and the heart of a teddy bear, which is part of the reason that I love him. So anyway...
Exactly.
Thank you, Eric.
I love that, Eric. That is absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, not all of us.
And a beautiful way to help your hometown.
Absolutely. Not all of us have the means to do that. And not everyone who has the means has the desire to do that.
Right.
So I just think, you know, I love him. I love him.
I do too.
And I love what he's done.
Very special.
It's very, very special. Now, Jessica, before we move on.
And now I'll try to not cry that the show is ending soon.
No, it's not. It's not. Can I give you an extra one of my favorite Oddity Central stories real quick before we move on?
Yes.
Okay. So you guys know this is by Spooky news category from my favorite Oddity Central.
Ah, her favorite author.
Sexy anime soap bars only reveal their secrets if you use them.
Nope.
In a time when washing your hands as often as possible can literally make the difference between life and death, hiding sexy anime babes in bars of acrylic soap suddenly doesn't seem kinky at all. If the ongoing COVID pandemic isn't enough to scare you into washing your hands more often, maybe this otaku soap will. Aimed at dudes who fantasize about hot anime girls, this clever hygiene product contains a small standee depicting female protagonists of popular mobile video game, Arknights, concealing their quote-unquote assets. Oh, what really makes the soap bar special is that the only way to reveal their secret is the more you use them. So if you want to see the heroines in all their glory, you have to go through the entire bar of soap. What better excuse to keep the coronavirus off your hands and body? You know, of course, corona, that's what we're thinking about right now. But I'm telling you, in past days gone by, I still think it's a great idea. Let's get those video game nerds to not stinky. Let's get them to clean. Let's get them to clean.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I'm sending that link to someone the minute we stop recording.
I sent Jessica a picture. The soaps are actually kind of pretty.
They are, but I know a teenager who needs that toot sweet, and I'm going to send that to his mother the minute we stop recording.
I'll be honest with you. With COVID going on, I might need that soap because the last thing I want to do is get up and shower.
I've been taking like epic length shower. I felt bad about it. And then I'm like, you know what? I used to take 2 second showers during a drought. So sometimes the only thing that can take me away isn't Calgon because I don't have a tub. It's just a nice, long, hot shower.
Hot shower. You deserve that hot shower, Jessica. Right.
We all do.
Well, I think you specifically deserve it. I'm just going to go out on a limb. I need it. You deserve it.
What do you think about the fact that because poor Sweet Alan cannot get into a shower for 2 weeks, he wasn't allowed to get anything
wet. Yeah.
Wet at all, and the casts and all that. But it's because we have a 1970 like step up. I mean, yeah, we have a tub, but I ain't using it. You have to step into the tub, and that's where the shower is.
Yeah.
So he's one legged right now. He can't hop in. You know, the lady said, I go, oh, if we had like a beautiful modern walk-in shower made of marble, he could just crutch himself in, right? She goes, yeah. So I did make this offer, and he didn't like it. I've been bathing him with washcloths right in the sink.
Sexy.
And baby wipes galore. I put up a picture of all the wipes, but I wasn't joking. I told him if I got him out on the balcony early in the morning when nobody's out, that he could just sit on one of our outdoor chairs and I could pour water over him with a pitcher and bathe him outside. He did not go for that idea. I'm not joking. The offer still stands. He will not take me up on it. I just thought it would help him feel better, but he's not.
You want to hose your husband down like cattle on your balcony?
Kind of.
Don't know why he's not taking you up on that, Jessica.
I know. Poor thing.
Alan. Well, I'll tell you, I feel like I've done my part for Alan because for Christmas I got him a nose flute and I know he's been using it and I'm so glad.
Excuse me. He said to me, not once, not twice, but thrice, oh, you guys are recording today? If you need a special guest to play a nose flute or a jew harp, I know someone.
Jessica, I know we're running over today, so I'm not going to ask you to run in there. But I'm telling you,
our next recording,
I want Alan to play us out with his nose flute.
Yeah, he's been I am that nose flute nightly, and it's, I'm going to let you guys hear it for yourself.
I want him to play us out, and I want you to record it so we can post the video on our social media.
Yes,
I love it so much.
So stupid.
So stupid. Okay, well, let's move into our raves. My rave is very short. I know we're here's the thing, recording on Zoom, I can't see what time we're at, so I don't know what's happening.
Same.
We're just going to talk.
I'm like, have we been recording for 2 hours? Maybe.
I'm not sure.
Hilarious.
So you're up first on raves, and then I have a short rave, and we will wrap it up because we don't know what hour we're on.
Yes. Okay, so I'm sure many, many, many people have read about this, but you know what? There's always someone that hasn't, so throwing it out there.
Spread the word.
I know we have some very crafty and skilled ladies that are listeners all around the country. I don't know if your local hospitals are in need. I don't know if you have the means and or the supplies, but there's a massive shortage of masks. Oh, yes. Go on.
Let me just poke in here and say, when you're talking about supplies, people being low on supplies, I just want to say before you get into it, don't let that be an issue, because Joanne Fabric, I know for sure, is offering free supplies. So go ahead with your story and then we'll come back to that.
I love that you said that, because I also sent that to myself. Yes. If you have Joanne Fabrics near you, I don't know if they're national. I know they're in Los Angeles. They are giving free supplies to people willing to make the masks that I'm about to discuss. It's amazing. Huge props to Joanne. We will also post a link about that I have. Mm-hmm. But, you know, about 2 weeks ago, a friend of mine posted on her Facebook page about the need for masks and then linked to a site called the Deaconess, Deaconess. And this site, you can go to www.deaconess.com/masks. And they have a PDF of the pattern that is needed to make the medical masks for healthcare workers. Mm-hmm. They also have a video, and my friends that made these watched them, said it helped them quite a bit. So this is affecting everyone. I know in major cities where we have a lot of people in and out of the hospital, and COVID is kind of exploding in Los Angeles, New York, things like that. Mm-hmm. So people were in need in general, but I have a girlfriend who's a friend of the show and a friend of mine and Dana's, who is a nurse practitioner. She literally passed her boards like the day before COVID broke.
Right.
So she has been working in a COVID unit in an LA local hospital. She never asked for help. She never would. She's a total badass. She's strong as hell.
She's amazing.
I offered, I'm like, please let me know if you need anything, even if it's just a bottle of wine. I knew she was not going to take me up on it, but I threw it out there. Well, she reached out a few days later and said, I actually do need your help. Are you able to sew, or do you know anyone that can? I am desperately in need of a mask and a few others that I know, because we're saving the masks for patients, and some hospitals are out completely, or people have to wear one all day. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to change them between each patient. For obvious reasons. So I will tell you, with this pattern, I sent this link to two of my girlfriends. I'm going to give them a huge shout out, Sarah Stannard and Judith Shelton.
So awesome.
Excellent sewers. They're beyond. I'm even going to link maybe to some of their fun projects in addition to post a picture of the amazing masks they made. But I just knew in my heart that they would. They immediately dropped everything and busted out a bunch of masks that day with the cotton fabric they had and the elastic. Some of them have black elastic from a lingerie pattern. Great. Love it. Mm-hmm. Turn it into the best little whorehouse hospital in Texas. Okay. I love it. But these ladies came through. I love you for that. They dropped everything and they immediately made masks. They said, if you could make two, so she could have one to wear in the morning and one to change later.
Yeah.
And then they both said, well, how many do they need? And I said, she has four other people like on her direct team. So they busted out enough masks for all of these nurses to be covered and have backup. But knowing these ladies, they probably passed them out to other nurses in their hospital that need it. So huge props to that. A friend I grew up with, His so much. wife is in New York making the plastic shields for the face, which are needed for a lot of the care. So people are doing this. Another amazing thing of people coming together. I wish I could sew, but I cannot. But as Dana said, for once, I'm like, hey, I guess I can feel like I did something because I spread the word by contacting people I knew who could help.
Absolutely.
So that was all I could do. But I feel good that my friend who I love and adore is going to have some amount of protection, as are the other nurses she works with that are fighting this fight day in and day out. They are exhausted. They're putting their own lives at risk. I know everybody knows this, but if you can sew, just consider doing it. It's really what a blessing to be able to give your talents in that way during these times.
Absolutely. I will say I cannot sew. I have learned little how bad I am at it. I make my clothes fit myself better. Tailoring, I guess.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So that's about, it's very minimal skill. But because this is another way that what you did has spread goodness, Jessica, because I saw that what you and our friends had done for our other friend and her fellow nurses, I was talking about it to my girlfriend, Krista Marie, who, you know, she was in transition in a move when this all hit. So she is right now in a hotel because she can't get a job in a new city and she can't get an apartment without the job and she can't fly home. So she's just stuck. So I was talking about what you all had done and she was like, God, I wish I had my sewing machine. I can sew. I was like, I have a sewing machine. She was like, are you kidding? So she picked up my sewing machine, some extra fabric. She did a drive-by Joann's, and she is currently making masks. So when she has some ready, we've got more for Ashley. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Kristen Marie. You're magical.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
There's a lot of goodness. There's a lot of goodness happening.
There really is.
So on that note, I'll go ahead and move into mine. It's a quick one. But this is a wonderful, wonderful organization. I did some reading. Thank you, Jessica, for sending this to me. I did some reading about them. They're amazing. So it's frontlinefoods.org is their website, frontlinefoods.org, the COVID Clinician Meal Support Program. This is straight from their website. The idea is simple. Support local hospital clinicians who are working in wartime-like conditions and support local restaurants who have been impacted by the COVID crisis. 100% of your money goes directly to the restaurants serving the hospital workers. Okay? So on this website, we've got some pictures of some nurses accepting on a gurney. I love it. All of the meals for the day that were donated. There's a button on here that if you don't have Frontline in your city, you can begin it. There's also buttons to donate to the specific cities that already have it. So like they're in alphabetical order. Los Angeles is obviously on here, but Austin, Birmingham, Denver, New York, Portland, San Diego, they've got several here. And then you can also donate nationally. And 100% of the national funds go directly to those restaurants, wherever it is. Okay. We allocate national funds to those communities with the most need and new communities trying to get started. So this is available to anybody. It's literally just about feeding our heroes and supporting local small business.
Yep.
You can't get any better than that, I don't think.
I love it.
So I love it so very much. And their website's super simple because they're like, hey, follow us on social media or donate. That's our deal, right? So again, that's frontlinefoods.org. Amazing what they're doing. 100% of your money, guys, goes directly to restaurants. Yep. Serving hospital workers. It's incredible.
It's a win-win for everybody. And let me tell you something. I'm sure this will come as no shock. A lot of these workers are working through their shift and not eating. I know for a fact my friend was not eating. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they need to eat. They need to rest. They're not getting to rest until the end of the day. And then they have their own set of concerns to worry about.
Their own lives. Yeah. And they need to eat to stay healthy.
This is incredible. Yes.
They need, because when we're not eating, we're not resting, our immune systems are compromised. They cannot afford that.
Yep. Let's do what we can to help somebody in need. If everybody helps one person right now, whether it's to drop off food to someone, shop for an elderly neighbor or family member.
I've seen a lot of young people delivering groceries to elderly people at apartment buildings who are standing at their separate gates to thank them and pick up their groceries. I mean, it's incredible. We don't all have a lot of money. I can't donate 200,000 meals, right? But I can spread the word. I can do what I can. I can give my sewing machine to somebody that can help. And I can talk like an idiot and hope that it makes you guys feel better. We're all doing our best. But I guess what, because, you know, Jessica.
Yes.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
So I want to say real quick, I love you guys. I love you, Jessica. I miss you so much.
I miss you too. And I adore you. I love you too.
I hope that we're all staying home if we can. And if you can't, because you're in a job of essential services, thank you so much.
Yes.
If you're young and you feel like, I'm not too worried about it, I'll be fine, just remember there are young, healthy people dying from this.
Yep.
And if they're not, it's spreading to people around them that are not healthy. Please be mindful. Please don't go to these parties with 50 people and DJs. Please.
Parties? There shouldn't be any parties.
There was just one in New Jersey. I'm not even kidding. 50 people with a DJ.
I can't. One of my best friends just had a baby, and her parents and her husband's parents can't even see their grandchild.
Yeah.
So buzz off.
Yeah.
To anybody who is thinking that. Yeah. I know some people who have personally gone out and said a few words to people in their neighborhoods that are not
adhering to go home.
And I don't blame them.
I don't either. It's not just about you. You know, our listener that coined the term only person in the world syndrome.
Right.
Unless we don't curb this, there is going to be only one person in the world.
Yeah. No, exactly.
It's very serious. Take it seriously. Please be safe.
Yes.
We're just thinking about you. I don't know what our new normal is going to be, but Jessica and I are going to be here. We're going to do what we can. Jessica, do you want to say anything before I get to our weekly
No, just again, be mindful. And if you are not doing this already, trust me, I'm not some rock star athlete. Those days are long gone. But I have started walking every day. And I really suggest to you, if you are in a neighborhood where you can, and I go at specific times of day, I kind of go at like dusk. It's not as many people out. The kids are kind of done playing in the street. Go take a walk. Get outside to clear your mind. Get fresh air. It will do you such wonders. It's amazing. Put on a podcast. Put on music. I put on my headphones and I go. I actually, like a maniac, was on a Zoom yesterday for about an hour with a group of friends. And everybody was sitting at home on their couch or in bed. And everyone's like, what are you doing? And I was power walking through my neighborhood with my headphones on, zooming with them like a lunatic. And I don't care. I loved it. Okay?
Good for you, Jessica. I support you 100%.
Hilarious.
All right, guys. We're going to be back here next week. Hopefully we can continue doing this. It's probably not the best quality, but we're doing the best we can.
Yep. You're going to have to bear with us. And I already told Dana not to even dare edit this because she can take a break from editing during COVID, okay?
We love you guys very much. You know where to find us. Hit us up. Tell us what you want. Tell us what's going on with you.
Yeah.
Let's stay connected, everybody. So each week I like to end the show with a weekly point to ponder, something that's just interesting. Obviously, we're all watching Tiger King. I mean, come on. We know we are. But I also I also like to give conversation starters. Hope you guys make friends. Maybe you want to just hit up a random chat room and start trying to make friends all around the world. See what's going on. Yeah. Here's a good starter
for you. Bring this to your next Zoom meeting.
Abs, please do. Please do. And record it for me. Jessica, did you know that before the term bloopers was coined, you know, for outtakes?
I know what bloopers are.
Okay. Do you know what they were called before that term was coined?
No.
Boners. Love you, Jessica.
What?
I wish you could see her face. love you guys. We'll be back here again next week. Take care and try and find some levity if you can. And also just know that Jessica's face is so crunched up and her mouth is wide open. Okay. Say bye, Jessica.